The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast hosts Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Sneaky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
They say cheating is bad.
Yeah.
Nothing good comes from it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But if there was no cheating, where would Taylor Swift's career be?
Oh, come on, Jeff. That was low. Nobody liked that.
It's true.
Nobody liked that.
And if there
was no cheating,
this segment wouldn't exist either.
God, it's not going to after the Swifties come for you.
Yeah. Who knows what boring content our listeners would be forced to suffer through.
Yeah.
So thank you, cheating, for giving us Tay-Tay and Busted, where listeners come on to share the funny stories about how they caught their exes being unfaithful.
Complaints to Jeff DeBoe, please.
How is he less liked than the cheaters than right now?
We got a few people lined up to tell their stories. We're going to start with Carrie. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Oh, my gosh. So my college boyfriend and I went to different schools.
Yeah. And already a bad sign.
Yes. But I thought we were doing a good job at it, I thought.
Okay.
But...
Yeah.
So his graduation was coming up, and I told him, hey, I can make it up there, and I'm so excited to celebrate with you.
Yeah.
But then he said, don't even go through the trouble. It really doesn't even matter to me. I'm just going to go up there, get my diploma, and that's
right.
Yeah, I told my parents the same thing. Like, don't even come up here for the ceremony. Like, who cares?
Jeff's parents are like, well, we just paid hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Jeff's
for
mom's
this.
Like, I wrote three jingles for this.
Yeah,
and better not.
And I'm going to work in radio after this. So good work on that degree.
Wait a minute.
Anyway, he told you not to come to his graduation.
All right.
Yeah, and I was going to see him the next weekend anyway. So I decided to go anyways to surprise him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guessing this went well.
Uh-oh.
And when I got there, I was like, oh, it's a good thing I did because he was up there giving a little speech.
Wow.
And he ends the speech saying that he couldn't have done it without the support of his lab partner and longtime girlfriend, Zoe.
Whoa! You're not his lab partner.
What?
Oh,
that wasn't a cute nickname that he had for you?
No. And then, even worse, when he was getting off the stage, she was waiting for him, and then they kissed.
Oh. Wow.
Well, did you call him out? Did she find out he was cheating too?
Yeah.
I was so upset. I just got in my car and left.
Oh, no.
I didn't tell him that I showed up. Nothing. I just broke up with him the next day via text.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Because you knew you couldn't compare to Zoe.
Yeah. You know, Zoe could be listening right now. Yeah. And finding out some real things about her.
Oh,
God.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. We're going to go to Greg. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
So my girlfriend and I had gone out of town for the weekend. We had a dog sitter.
Okay.
And when we got back, she was still there. That was kind of weird because...
Wait, the dog sitter or the dog? Because that's usually a good thing.
Well, they were both still there, which is definitely good. The dog was still there. But, you know, the plan had been for her to put the key back in the lockbox.
Right.
You know, kind of surprised that she was there when we got home. And she looked concerned and she pulled me aside. She said she talked to me about something that she felt really guilty about.
Is she sitting more than the dog?
She's people sitting as well.
Yeah.
What did she say?
Well, my first thought was I was like, well, oh, maybe she forgot to walk the dog, or maybe she betted something she wasn't supposed to.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
But it turns out she felt guilty because when she was there, she was bored and she started kind of rummaging through our personal belongings.
Okay.
I mean, let's be honest, all dog sitters do it. I know you did it, Alexis.
Yeah, I went through everything.
Yeah.
Can't unsee those things.
Yeah.
What did she feel guilty about?
Well, she found my girlfriend's journal.
What? She read her journal?
Wait, what?
Oh. I mean, yeah, she read her journal and... You know, it turns out she's cheating on me.
Oh. Just writes it all down right there, huh?
Oh.
I think you would hide that thing if that information was in it.
So I'm guessing you didn't love that news.
Did you tip the dog sitter for that?
Yeah.
I did, not for that, but I did tip her.
Just for being a good dog sitter.
That was not what I was expecting to hear and not who I was expecting to hear it from.
Yeah. I mean, even Alexis knows to stop at reading the tax return forms. You don't go into the journal and the diaries.
And what you see, you don't tell them.
That's right. Yeah. That's just for your personal enjoyment. Yeah. Okay, we've got time for one more. Let's go to Emmy. How did you bust your significant other?
Okay, so my boyfriend had been working late hours and he was on his phone a lot. So I kind of decided to play a prank on him. Mm-hmm. So we're driving in his car to some store, right? So I reach down underneath the seat and pretend to pull out a random bra. And by the way, it's mine, but I don't tell him.
Oh, that's actually kind of funny. Okay. I'd be so like, no, I swear to God, I'm not cheating. Like, that's a really good prank.
I mean, I don't know if it's a prank or a test.
Yeah.
It sounds like you already had your suspicions.
That's true.
Do women take off their bras while they're driving a lot? Is that what you girls do?
No, it's if you were messing around and hooking up in the car,
Jeff. Just doesn't get it.
Oh.
With the other woman and he left it there. Oh, my God.
Like, honey, I've not ever worn a bra. I don't know.
I understand wanting to be comfortable on your long commute. But this is insane.
No, it's
Jeffrey.
Like you're hooking up in the back.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was his reaction?
So I yelled, oh my God, who's this? He immediately pulls over, starts crying, and admits to cheating on me with his coworker.
I mean, Jeff does bring up a good point. She went back to the office braless.
Yeah.
Good for her. Good for her.
And the last thing I said was, that's my bra, you idiot.
Oh, you told him?
Oh, yeah. And so then he feels even more.
She didn't leave it.
He's like, oh, just kidding. That was a joke about me cheating on you thing.
crying.
He's like, I was playing into the prank.
Oh, no.
Man.
You have to at least keep the bra, though.
It's hers.
I never know whose bras they are.
Come on. Keep up.
Make sure to hit up our text board at 78592. If you have a funny story about how you caught your ex cheating, you could be on the next edition of Busted. Your phone tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.